It's late. I wonder what's taking them so long.
Wait, here they come. What did you find?
We found that Bethlehem has lots of stables.
And donkeys are easily startled.
And that people do not like to be awakened in the middle of the night by people in their stables.
And that priests and Pharisees think that shepherds claiming to have seen angels are crazy.
You didn't find anybody in the stables?
Just donkeys, cows, and sheep.
And mangers filled with hay.
Just no Messiah.
When you searched Nathan's stable next door, what was in it?
We didn't go there because we already know what we'll find. A poor couple from Nazareth.
And a baby born tonight from the line of David.
Hala, what are the chances that the Messiah was born right there in Nathan's stable?
You know, it's always like this, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
God is right next to us, but we don't believe he's there. He even tells us how to find him, and we won't go where he tells us.
Mom, are you okay? What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing at all. In fact, I think something so wonderful has happened that it's hard to believe. There's just something amazing about that little baby.
What?
I think I know.
Mary named the child Jesus.
That's the Messiah's name.
And she told me that an angel told her to name him Jesus because he would save the people from their sins.
Where is he now?
Mary laid him in a feeding trough filled with hay.
You mean a manger?
Yes.
It's him.
It's who the angels told us about.
We need to do what the angel said. We need to go see him.
And worship him. Could we bring him a gift?
What do we have that the future king of Israel needs?
Nothing.
Maybe we just give him us, our love, our devotion.
And we can give him this as a token of our love.
Hala, that's for the contest.
And for the shop.
All your hopes and dreams are right there in your hands.
All my hopes and dreams are in a manger. Our hopes have always been with the Messiah. And now he's here. And the contest doesn't seem very big anymore.